Operations Committee or Interior Committee, wherever he is.
Right, sir. Mr. O'Brien, yep. He's coming to the phone.
Yes?
Larry O'Brien, 9-0.
See if you can bring me the letter from, in my night reading last night, from Houston Hart that was sent to him by Mr. Gene Pulliam.
Thank you.
And Larry O'Brien's on what line?
9-0.
Hello, Larry.
Yes, Mr. President.
They want me to call, Hayden, and when I called you earlier, they wanted us to pass on some substitute. I called you and couldn't get you, and I told them to get a hold of Mike Feldman and let him go and advise with them, and told him not to do anything unless he checked it with Cohen and the labor people and any other sources that he thought the administration had worked with. So I think maybe you better talk to Mike so that you're sure that we touch bases before we agree to any proposal that they might make. I don't want to be in a position of refusing to agree and then losing the vote.
Yeah.
They tell me it's just one vote either way. Mansfield just called me and asked me to call Hayden. Have you ever talked to Hayden? Do you know anything about his attitude?
No, well, without Hayden, and we have Cannon and Jackson are back. RT is back by now. We have 51 votes. Hill and Walters are absent.
Are you sure they're absent?
Yep.
Gore told me this morning he might want me to call Walters and ask him to go on to New York if he hadn't gone yet.
Well, now Manitas reports to me that they're both absent.
That's good. All right. That's this morning.
Yep.
And we got 51 votes without Hayden.
Yep. And they're trying to work out a live pair for Teddy, which would, right now, we've got 51 without Hayden. They would have 48, including Hill and Walters. With Walters absent, Johnson 46. If we can get a live pair for Teddy, that would bring us from 51 to 52.
Anybody give you any indication you can pair with Teddy?
No, not at the moment. But we can try that one, but I think that our problem was to get Cannon, Jackson, and Harkey back here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are back.
Then I should, do you think I ought to call Hayden Mansfield? Asked me to.
Well, hell, you could chat with him, but I think that if Hayden, in 1962, of course, he was the last one to vote, and always said that he would have voted with us if it made the difference. And I'm sure that that would be applicable today, and that's the position that he would take, and I just don't believe that he needs any kind of compromise beyond this Gore, King Anderson proposal, that he would wait and vote last, you know, regardless.
All right. Now on this Williams and McCloskey thing, that doesn't look very good to me.
No. Did you talk to Joe Clark yet, Steve?
Yeah. I didn't know what to tell him, though. I told Ken that you all get together. He said they're meeting in your office, and I said, you call me and tell me what to tell him, but he never did hear from him, and Joe walked in on me, and I couldn't refuse to see him. I was over with a labor group, and he walked over there, and so I had to sit down, and I just told him I procrastinated and told him I'd let him know today, and I called early this morning, and I want you and Ken to get together and do something about it. And Ken said he would today, that he would talk to the various people, Lawrence, and I guess it's Smith, is it, and others up there. And I said, just y'all please handle it and get it away from me where I don't have to do it. Go on and announce him if you think that's all right. I'm afraid if I do announce him, they'll say, well, you oughtn't to be messing in it. If I don't, why, they'll say, well, you ought to have. And so I just prefer that...
Joe is being a bastard about the thing, but... What the hell? He's got some cards in his hand, too. What we've got to do is try and pacify Smith on the thing.
I think you better watch this very carefully, though, that we don't get Jordan loose again, or maybe Pell's election committee, or go into all the contributions of 60. I never heard of this contribution. Don't know anything about it. Know nothing about it. And I would think it would be pretty bad on McCloskey. If he had to testify, and he did testify, that what the papers say is correct, it looks to me like that the corporation's involved, and looks to me like it it exceeds the 5,000 limit, and looks to me like a lot of things be involved. And I would think that what you ought to do is have the FBI, which they're already doing, have been doing for months, investigate this Don Reynolds and see if there's any federal law violated. And if it is, it's a matter for justice instead of a sensational committee up on a hill. And if I were you, I'd tell Mansfield and Humphrey and the rest of them that they wanted a bipartisan, objective investigation. That Birch of the Republican Committee called for that, and Williams called on the administration to act. And just as soon as we heard anything about it, that we asked the Attorney General to immediately see that there's any federal law violated and have the FBI make a thorough investigation. And they've done it, and I think everybody can trust the FBI. And if they don't want it political, if they want it political, then we can go into all the Goldwaters. He's been chairman of that senatorial committee for years. And if they want to go in that far, well, we can. But they think the best way to handle it is just let the FBI investigate it. Now, have you got a better solution?
No. No, hell,
it's going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And so I think you better see that the key people, I would list Clark, number one, and I would list Mansfield, number two, and Humphrey, number three, and Smathers, number four. And if you have any contact with Jordan and Pell, the chairman of the respective committees, I'd tell them so that they could take that position.
Yeah, no, I asked Joe yesterday if he had any idea that there was anything coming along behind this from Williams. He engaged in a colloquy with him yesterday, and he said no, he just didn't know. He tried to probe it, and of course Joe was sitting there blinking his eyes and shaking his head, you know. Terrible. That sort of thing.
Well, now, you also better thank you and Ken and Bailey and whoever is running my politics. What we do about this dinner next Thursday night. Matt's running the dinner, and whether we condone this and approve it, the president, whether we have a crisis or what we do.
All right. I've finished a breakfast meeting in New York here, Bill McKillen had, with every county chairman in New York.
Yeah.
And had a terrific damn meeting this morning.
Good.
They're really in good shape.
Well, now, what are we going to carry New York by 500,000, they say?
Well, they're talking. In fact, the problem with them is to keep them working and stop growing. But they're a damn good group. They had every county chairman in the state here, and McKillen asked me to come down. We had a good meeting. I'm on my way back now, but God, I was really impressed with all these.
Oh, you're in New York now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll quit talking to you. I thought you were upstairs.
No, I'm all finished here. I'm riding a plane right now.
All right. Well, you make this your personal business, this McCloskey thing, and you better also check it with Dick McGuire, and let's see, check it with Nick Katzenbach so you're on top of it.
All right. I'll get right on this the minute I'm back there. And on this other thing, everything that we have in our counties, our troops are there.